Channel's PhD research. The interviewee is Blanche Hillman. It is the 17th of February 2006.
Leo today, and
I'm going to press the tape recorder now. What I'll do, Blanche, Jenny says you've got terrific stories, and if you want to just tell me stories, that's fine. Sometimes I'll come in between and ask you. There are things that I'm specifically trying to find out about. And if you know something, fine, and if you don't, fine, we just move on. Okay?
Well, I haven't got much memory of those days. I've been asking somebody else.
Well, just to start off, can you tell me who lived in your family home in Sternberg Street in 1925?
Who built it?
Who lived in it? Which family members lived in the family home in 1925? Can you just say their names for me?
Well, I should imagine how else he'd be home. I don't know.
In 1925, she would have only been about, you would have been six. So she would have been... Would she have been 10? Was she 4 years old?
60 Sternberg Street then.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was you and your sister. And who else, Blanche?
Well, two brothers.
Okay, what were their names?
Fred and Bob.
Okay, and Bob was Jenny's father, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and your mother and father, Blanche?
What, the names?
Yes, please, yes.
Robert James and Paul Jim and Elizabeth Elsie.
Okay.
Called Elsie.
And both your parents were alive at that time?
Well, they'd have to be.
Yes, because I don't know when they died. Okay, and your full name is Blanche Hillman, is that correct?
Blanche Jane, if I may.
Blanche Jane, okay. Did anyone leave the house at that time for any reason, Blanche? In the years 25 to 35.
Did we leave 93 Sternberg Street?
No, sorry. In the sense of one of your older sisters going out to work or something like that. Did anyone move out of the home?
Well, she only moved out when she got married.
Okay, can you...
From what I understand... What age was Elsie when she left school? Did we all go to about the same age? Because she went to work, didn't she?
And she stayed home. And she stayed home and looked after Mum because she was in prison.
So Auntie Elsie stayed home from a young age because Auntie Jay's mum had Parkinson's disease.
Paralysis adjutant. That's next door to it.
What was it called?
Paralysis. Paralysis adjutants.
I didn't know that.
There we go. You've learned something, Blanche. just bear with me, Blanche. Did any friends or relatives come to live with your family at any stage in those 10 years?
What, to live?
Yeah, say a cousin from elsewhere or, an aunt or an uncle?
Oh, of course they did because they all came to us for holidays because we couldn't go to... She couldn't go to them, her brother and...
Sorry, Blanche, I didn't mean holiday.
What do you want to know all this for?
Okay, I'll read it to you.
My PhD research thesis.
We always had milk puddings, steam puddings.
Yep.
And we had good stews with dumplings and things like that.
Bread and butter pudding, Blanche?
Bread, yeah, of course.
Yes, yeah, sago? Sago. I don't know what sago is, but some people say... Yep. Okay. Beautiful.
When you say milk pudding, what do you mean by milk pudding? Is that what you're saying? Tapioca?
Well, tapioca. You mix up eggs and milk and pour that out and bake it and it comes into a custard.
A bit like rice.
Just like
custard.
Okay. Beautiful. I'm still fussy about the cuts of meat, Blanche. Did you eat sausages? Patties?
Yes, sausages. Made mince pies and...
Chops?
Chops.
All right.
We didn't have anything else. We had good food.
That's
great. I wouldn't be alive today if we didn't.
What about some warmth, Blanche? Where did it come from?
Oh, I don't know. It was from a wood. They used to go around and bring in, Dad used to get it in long logs and get a saw in and they used to saw it up into pieces of chopping blocks.
So your father would cut it himself?
No, he had to bring in a saw to get it all sawn up and then cut it up into firewood after that, but they used to bring it into big logs.
Okay, so the one man or two man job to do something like that? Can you remember? Was one or two on the sword?
A man to do it, really.
So you're talking about one of those two-handled saws, Blanche?
No, I'm talking about a mechanical saw. They used to put, had a motor to it.
Oh, okay, all right, good. Yep.
And have it torn up like that.
Okay.
Which, they were too big. The logs were too big, and sometimes mellow roots and things were too knotty to cut them. They used to get a saw in.
Can I talk a bit about your social life, Blanche? What sorts of entertainments did you have as kids?
Jesus. On a Saturday night, every night, we used to have reserved seats.
Really?
Yes, every...
All of you? All four kids?
No, I don't suppose every... We didn't go as a family, but we went with our friends.
Oh.
I'd go with a friend. And I remember we had these permanent seats on a Saturday night.
How much did it cost you, Blanche, to get in? Remember what you paid?
No, I can't remember that, but according to our prices now, it was a mere... But it was enough in those days, where we got very little pay.
Yeah, it's all relative, isn't it?
It was in shillings and...
Yes. No, I understand the money. That's why I'm wondering how many shillings or pence was it to go to pictures?
Shillings and pence.
Mm-hmm. Which cinema, which picture one did you like? Because there were a few in Bendigo.
The cinemas?
Which one did you go to?
Oh, whatever it was. Showing the best film.
No, sorry, I meant the building. Which one did you go to?
Well, it was the Princess Lyric and Plaza.
See? She thinks she knows nothing. Very good. You've just rattled off all three.
Well, that's not hard.
Well, it is for me trying to find out where they were. Thank you.
Well, I mean, that was all. Unless you went dancing, there was nothing else that people did.
Well, did you go dancing by the time the end of my period? You were 16.
No, I didn't go dancing. That wasn't very... fond of dancing, and anyway, I wasn't either much.
Okay.
But we used to have permanent seats at the theatre.
Did you go for family picnics, Blanche? Were you able to put your mother in a carriage to go out or not?
No, but you haven't got any idea of what my mother was like.
Well, I'm trying to understand, Blanche.
You couldn't just put her in a carriage. She couldn't move. She couldn't walk without any aid. She couldn't. No, she was...
So she lived her life in the house, Blanche. She could not get out at all.
Yeah, we used to dress her and put her in an invalid chair and she'd sit outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, did your father take you children on picnics without your mother then?
Oh, not particularly, no.
Yeah.
We were grown. We belonged to different things. But we used to go to... We used to really go fish. I wasn't keen on dancing.
Did you go to church?
That's what I'm going to ask next.
Did you go to church as a family?
Church? Mm. No, well, I went to church every Sunday.
Which church?
I used to go to communion every I went to St. Paul's. My grandfather was verger of St. Paul's. Mum's father. For years he was close-knit.
What's a verger?
The caretaker.
Yeah, rings the bell and all that. Were there any church functions you could have gone to, Blanche?
Oh, yes, it was. People they looked to their church to get their entertainment. My mother did too. We used to go have a guild every Friday night. I used to have exercises and dance and rhythmics and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Lamb used to take us every Friday. We'd play up that match that Miss Marsh and a few others would be sitting around and they couldn't bear it any longer and she'd get up and give us a lecture that Miss Lane comes here and give her time and this is the way you treat her. With your wife.
So was that an all-girl group or girls
all
and boys
girls,
together?
Yes.
All girl, and you called it Guild, Blanche?
Yes, it was Guild. Exercises and
okay, wonderful. You're doing really well, see, and you didn't think that you knew anything, you told me at the start. I'm going to try something a bit trickier. I've got a whole list of organisations that I need to know something about. If any of these ring a bell, can you tell me what you know about it? And if you don't know, fine, we'll just move on. Well, I'll start off with the Mayor's Unemployed Relief Fund. Okay. Bendigo Ladies Benevolent Societies.
No, I didn't know them. My mother ended up in Benevolent Society.
Yes.
No, I don't know any of
them. They worked with the Benevolent Asylum, actually, yeah. The Unemployment Relief Committee. Unemployed Workers Movement. Okay, what's the word last one? Public Assistance Committee.
No, I think they're all too. I was younger in those days.
No, you were 16 by 1935. I want your 15 and 16-year-old memories, not just your 6-year-old memory. But was your father a World War One soldier?
Mm-hmm.
Had your father served in World War One?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the RSO wouldn't know about that then either. Okay, you're doing well, Blanche. Single women. Okay, Nell was a single woman who lived in your home, Blanche. How long did she live in your home before she got married or moved on or whatever?
Well, she lived with us. As I say, she came when she was about 14.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a little wife. She lived with her grandmother and she had a pretty rotten life. And my mother had put a verse in the paper for a girl and she had few applicants and they chose one. Anyway, she didn't think she got a fright when she saw my mother in the state she was in. She didn't turn up. And this girl, Nell Halson, came to answer the ad a couple of days after the advertisement was in. And with this girl not turning up, it almost seemed fate that she didn't turn up because none took her in. And she was treated like one of the family, really. I always said none thought more of Nellie than she did of me.
But Blanche, I know Jenny's father was born in 1922 and he was the last of the children, is that correct? At what stage after that did your mother's paralysis set in?
Have you
got any idea of the years?
It was, I think it was soon
it was
after
before
I,
she had the children.
It was soon after I was born.
Oh.
And they thought that, that by having a child, it might rise it. And it didn't. She got worse.
So she had one more after. Okay. All right.
That's why there was about nearly 4 years, I think, difference between Bob and I. Three and a half.
Yeah.
Where there was only a couple of years difference between Elsie and Fred and Fred and I.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But that was, so I was told that but it didn't, it hastened it more.
Mm.
She ended up as she couldn't do anything, couldn't brush a fly off her face.
Very hard for your father, Blanche, I would think.
It was hard on us, the four kids. We were the ones that, yes, it would have been hard on him, but we had, my sister had the bulk. She don't have to, but it's, anyway, it's not a very nice thing for us to be talking about. It's a sad time.
But what about?
She was such a lovely lady. Here's her photo there.
I will have a look after Blanche, thank
and,
you.
She ended up that she couldn't do. As I said, she couldn't brush her foot off.
Is she still able to be a mother, Blanche? I mean in the sense of the loving you. She couldn't hold you and cuddle you, I assume. But you could sit and have nice conversations?
Of course we were close to her. She was in the home at some of I went up nearly every day to see her. I used to put her around there in the neck sometimes.
When you were a little girl though, Blanche, did you? I suppose you understood from day one that mum couldn't do things that other mums could.
No, it's not that. When we were very young, she was able to look after us, I suppose.
What about school, Blanche? Because you said your sister did so much of the housework. Was she able to go to school, your sister, until she was 12 or 13?
Yes, and neither of us had much education. I went to, when I left school, I did a property course.
Did you go to the domestic arts school, Blanche?
No, I said I'd left the school, I went straight to. I was working for a while, but then I did went to Melbourne and did the dowager's course.
Only Jack got sick in that time. All the children went through Gravel Hill.
Okay, that was going to ask
what
school.
Age did you leave Gravel Hill?
Well, we were only about 12, so only about 14.
And then she worked at that 1935.
Yes.
Where did you work first, Blanche?
No, I got to the agreement. It was about 12 months in.
Yeah,
sure.
But that was later, as Jenny was telling me. Where did you work, Blanche, when you finished at Gravel Hill? What was your first job?
went to a frock shop first. But then I went to watch the jewel. I worked there for about 6 years. And it was a savoury of a job.
How did you get those jobs, Blanche?
Oh, just by contact, really.
Yeah, did you know the owners, or did you answer an ad, or what?
No, I knew that someone knew Mr. Cowley. Well, I knew a relative, Mrs. Prayer, was related, and she put a word in for me. I think they asked Mr. Cowley to employ me.
Is that the Mr. Cowley who sat on the Bendigo Building Society board?
Oh, okay. So, I'm talking about when I was about 15.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's the same Mr. Cowling, and he sat on the asylum board too. Was his first name William?
No, it was Cyril Cowling. There's Bill Cowling around the corner from us, and Roy Cowling, a lot of Cowling.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was
the different Mr. Cowling.
Well, they were all related. But Cyril Cowling was the manager of the Arts Institute.
So Blanche, you never worked in any of the Bendigo factories?
No.
Okay, did you know any girls who did?
No, I can't remember.
I'm talking about, say, White Works, the Hanrow Knitting Mills, any of the tomato sauce factories.
Okay. Where did Nigel go to work? Where did Nigel go to work?
In school. She had a good job. She went to the business college.
Yeah, there was a business college here.
Yeah. She went to the school of mountain.
Blanche, you've done a really good job giving me an idea about your family. I want you to just think about why the Bendigo for a few minutes. Did you hear that there was an unemployment problem in Bendigo in those 10 years?
Oh,
did you hear it said or read it in the advertiser?
Oh, I can remember. Of course I can remember. The depression. As I said, the father and I lost a bit of time, but he was never out of work. But there are plenty of people out of work. There's people who lived next door to us was out of work. They just lived on sustenance.
Ah, what family was that, Blanche? Can you remember their name?
I wouldn't repeat
that. Okay, all right. But you know that they had sustenance?
Oh, of course. There were plenty of people in our street that had sustenance. It was a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
There was no employment.
What did it mean when they were on sustenance, Blanche? What did they get?
I don't know how much, because we didn't get sustenance. That'd be all on record, you wouldn't
know. No, it's not actually.
Oh, it would be.
Were they large families? There's ones on sustenance in the street?
Look, I don't know who would be on the sustenance, but there were plenty of them. There wasn't just one or two. Of course there.
That's what I want to know, Blanche. I need some idea of numbers because I can't find the unemployment figures for Bendigo.
Oh, sure, there must be somebody that could tell you these sort of things.
Yeah, people like you. That's why I'm here, Blanche. I need you. All right, I'm thinking about, you know about sustenance. Do you know about any other sorts of government assistance that people could get?
We didn't get sustenance.
No, I didn't mean your family. I mean other families. Did you ever hear about a thing called a prospector's right? Do you know what that is?
I know that was something to do with mining, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So you don't know anyone who had one? None of your uncles?
No, they weren't in Bendigo.
By then, okay. What about fathers of kids you went to school with? Did you ever hear them say, oh, Dad's got a prospector's right?
No, they don't do that.
Okay. Well, even with charity, Blanche, it sounds like your family didn't need any, that you were okay, and it was mainly because your father worked. I agree with you there. But because of your situation, did your mother ever say to you, take this bag of clothes to St. Vincent's or the Salvation Army, that your mother actually wanted to help in her own way?
I don't know. I think we had a very good neighbour that was a wizard on a machine. And her husband saw my mother walking down to the butcher shop, and there was a complaint that was to come in on the machine. She was walking in a running gate. And he said to her, you go around and see what you can do to help that lady. And I don't know what we would have done without her. She was just a wizard on a machine. She had two daughters of her own. And our clothes were handed down from one to the other. I got it about third right before old Dorothy got her fourth, so we were two girls.
So sorry, that the lady's, her daughter's clothes were coming to you and your sister? Is that what you mean?
Yes, and ours would go to...
Oh, God. Aha, circular. All right, I'm with you, I'm with you. With the lady on the whiz on the machine, would she alter the clothes as needed to fit the girls?
She was just such a good needle. We never ever went, someone said, even though my mother was invalid, we never went to school dirty or with torn clothes.
Did you have shoes, Blanche? Did you all own shoes?
Oh, of course you weren't that poor.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to insult you, but some families didn't have shoes and I just want to know whether yours did.
But my father was never out of work. There were plenty of people better living next door to us. He was out of work and on sustenance for years, really.
Uh-huh.
No, my father was never out of work, but he was cut down in time.
Yep. Did the family next door on sustenance, Blanche, did the father ever do what was called relief work? Did you ever hear that said?
I don't know what they did now, just that they were poor, the family.
Uh-huh.
I don't think the Hillmans were what they were called wealthy, but I don't think they, through resourcefulness, I don't think they missed out either, whether it was through resourcefulness of four children and a father.
Yeah, it sounds like people were kind, though, too, because of Blanche's mother. Yeah. So did your mother appreciate what that lady did, Blanche, the sewing? Did your mother appreciate?
Of course she did. She was a loving lady. Look at her there. She was, of course she appreciated.
No, I just meant if you ever heard her make a comment about the kind neighbour or not.
What?
I just meant, I'm not denying that your mother was a kind lady, but I'm asking, did you ever hear her say, I really appreciate Mrs. So-and-so sending the clothes over or doing the sewing?
Well, you haven't got any idea what I'm meaning. She came round. Was a friend, she only lived round the corner, and she was a wizard on a machine.
Yeah, no, I understand that, Blanche, you're just misunderstanding me, I think.
Of course my mother would thank her. She was a kind and loving lady.
Well, so did your mother give her vegetables in exchange for doing the sewing?
Oh, yes, of course, you haven't any idea of the sharing that happened. I don't think this interview's getting as far. You don't know what the times we lived in.
That's why I'm asking you, Blanche. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to understand.
We shared.
Yes.
I mean, it's a different... I don't know what we would have done without Mrs. Dempster. She was such a good lady.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I think we could have a bit more community sharing these days, hey, Jenny?
I want to. I think that's enough.
How big was your house? How many bedrooms? What did the kitchen look like?
Oh, well, it was just, I don't think we ever used the front door. It was always on the side door. It was opened up into a vestibule. We had a meal there, and from the vestibule was looked into the kitchen, and the other door, the other side, went into living rooms, bedrooms.
How many bedrooms, Lynch?
What interest would that be to you?
Because house architecture has changed, and but the size of your house says something about your family.
Like the number of rooms, eh?
Well, did you share a bedroom with your sister?
It was one, two, three. It was four bedrooms, actually. It was one of the rooms was actually an office. Could have been a room, but they put a partition up and made it a bedroom.
Well, where did Nellie sleep when she came?
And Nellie slept in the room up on the side veranda into a room. She had a room.
Yes. Now, what about the laundry? Where did the washing get done?
Yes, all under cover.
It was an enclosed laundry?
Yeah, it was all under the one roof and
okay. And
the bathroom.
But with a wall, Blanche, or an open out to the backyard, the laundry?
No, it was a room. To take them out of them. It didn't. Had a door at the back.
Oh. Do you have a couple of those big concrete troughs in it?
Yeah, two.
And a
copper.
A copper, yeah. Okay. Did any of you have to help Nellie with the washing?
Of course, we all helped. It was like Nellie wasn't treated like a maid.
No, I just meant when you kids were at school, she must have had to have done some of the housework alone. Yes.
We all had our jobs to do.
Uh-huh. Any carpet anywhere in the house, Blanche?
Oh, we weren't that poor. Yes,
Okay, and lino in the kitchen, or?
Yeah, well, you can put a carpet in the kitchen in those days.
Oh. But see, some people couldn't afford lino. That's the difference, right? Where now, where was the toilet? What sort of a toilet did you have?
What was this? What do you want to know?
We live in a very different world. I don't remember the old house. John does. I have no memory of the old house at all. And so the only way you find out is by asking. And the fact that we had an outside toilet as kids is quite alien to Jacob. He doesn't even have any concept of the fact that the
outside toilet. Oh, I remember when the dunny was, when the funny dunny was right down there.
Well, exactly. The sewage came not before 25 in there.
No sewage in those.
What about electricity, Blanche? Did you have electricity in the house?
Did you?
Excellent. All right. Yeah. No kerosene lights?
We had gas lights in Mum's house. Was gas light. Gas was a lovely large gas light.
But you had electricity in the Sternberg Street house?
In Sternberg Street, yeah.
What sort of a stove was there in the kitchen?
A wood fire and a gas stove on there that's used occasionally,
okay. And heating in the winter, Blanche, how did you heat the house?
I always had plenty. It was fires, but we never, they'd always had a roaring fire.
How many mantelpieces, where were the fires? Mm-hmm. Which rooms were the fireplaces in?
I think they were in some bedrooms in those days. But the lounge room sort of had a big open fireplace. Mm-hmm. They used to get a bucket of chips and throw on the open fire and everybody had to go back for those.
I think from what I understand is that lounge room area was where most of the family functions were held.
Living
and there was always visitors. There were always other people there.
Okay. Yeah. Really, family and friends coming in.
It was quite a social household.
It was the fact that Mum couldn't go visiting them and they came. So it was like all relatives came and had a holiday at our place.
The cards were a big thing too, weren't they? Maybe not for you, but for Dad and other people. We used to play cards around the table and things like that. That's what Dad was saying.
Yeah, they used to play cards. Mm-hmm. And there was only wireless, there was no television.
Oh, you had a wireless plant?
Oh, of course, everybody had a wireless in those days. There was no television.
No, there was no TV.
I'm going back to...
Well, that's where I want you to go back, the 20s and the 30s.
There was no television.
Yeah, but not everybody could afford a wireless, but you just said you had one.
I think they did. Mostly if we could afford it, they could. Oh, no, I suppose my father had never lost work when there was a depression.
Well, that would have helped, Blanche.
Yeah.
Breakfast, that's the last meal, and I'll call it quits on you then. What did you eat for breakfast before you went to school?
I had toast like I have now.
No porridge?
Oh, yes, I suppose I did. Wheaties and... We always were well fed because we lived off our land.
Mm.
We had eggs.
Yeah, what did you do? Did the Nell do a fried egg for breakfast?
Oh, well...
Scrambled eggs?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes we had...
And plenty of milk, you told me.
Yeah, we had milk. We had goat's milk. We had fowls. We practically lived off our land. And most of the neighbours did. We had big blocks of land.
Yeah. Oh, pork, Blanche, that's what I want to ask you. Was pork eaten in the 20s and 30s as a meat?
Pork?
Yes.
I don't know, I can't remember.
Okay.
Not that kind of
thing. No, well, neither am I. My mother grew up on pork.